This is Akashvani, the news read by Mehwash Fatima. The nation celebrated its 80th Independence Day yesterday. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoisted the national flag from the ramparts of the Red Fort and made several important announcements. Addressing the nation, the Prime Minister said, over the past 12 years, crores of citizens of the country with their determination and dedication made every possible effort to take the country to new heights. The Prime Minister stressed that higher dreams and stronger resolutions raise the overall scale and capability of the nation's efforts.
Koi bhi rashtra tab mahan banta hai jab apne sapnon, apne sankalpon aur apne samarthya ke dam par aage badhta hai. Bade sapne hamari soch ko vistar dete hain. Hamare sankalp dridh hone chahiye. Jab sankalp dridh hota hai to kathinaiyon se आपदाओं के बीच से रास्ते निकालने का सामर्थ्य अपने आप उभर करके आता है.
Stressing on empowerment of youth and women for a Viksit Bharat, Prime Minister Modi announced to provide free online coaching for poor and middle-class families for various public examination. He also announced that the government has decided that 1 crore youth will be given training in AI skilling in the next 1 year.
हमने पिछले दिनों AI Impact Summit किया था. AI का विस्तार बहुत तेजी से बढ़ रहा है. लाल किले से मैं देश के नौजवानों के लिए घोषणा करना चाहता हूं. हमने तय किया है कि आने वाले 1 वर्ष में 1 करोड़ युवाओं को AI स्किल के लिए ट्रेनिंग देने का हम काम करेंगे.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged all parties to support the implementation of women's reservation in parliament and state assemblies without making it a political fight. He said women should be given the opportunity to contribute to shaping India's policies. World leaders and foreign missions have extended Independence Day greetings to India, praising its democratic journey, civilizational heritage and growing role in regional and global cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanked world leaders for their greetings, including President Macron and Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Moisu, Nepal's Prime Minister Balendra Shah, his Bhutanese counterpart Shering Tobgay and Slovakian President Peter Pellegrini. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will lay the foundation stone of a new dairy plant at the Alwar Saras Dairy Complex in Alwar, Rajasthan today. The Ministry of Cooperation informed that at the event, the e-foundation stone will be laid and various development works worth 6,262 crore rupees across 17 districts of Rajasthan will be e-inaugurated. Additionally, appointment letters will be distributed to more than 10,500 newly appointed personnel under the Rozgar Utsav. In the US, a shooting at Virginia State University yesterday left at least 5 people injured, 1 critically. In a social media post, the university stated the shooting occurred in the area of the Quad Annexes. All 5 injured people were transported to nearby hospitals. 1 remains in critical condition, while the other 4 sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The investigation is underway with assistance from multiple law enforcement agencies. The Department of Telecommunications will organize the BRICS Information and Communication Technologies Track in Pune from tomorrow till 21st of this month. The event will be organized under the theme Innovate, Cooperate and Transform for a Resilient Future. The program will commence with 7th BRICS ICT Working Group meeting, where delegates will deliberate on key priority areas such as developing ICT ecosystems and resilient connectivity, digital skills and capacity development. Amrit Udyan will be open to the general public from today till the 15th of next month. Our correspondent reports the garden will remain open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. with the last entry at 5 p.m. It will remain closed for Mondays for maintenance. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.